For nearly 2 years, a battle has raged over a massive development in Williamson County. The plan, called Two Farms, aims to turn 2,000 acres of rural farmland into 1,500 homes and a golf course designed by sporting legend Tiger Woods. Tomorrow, the fate of the controversial development will go to a vote of just two people. WPLN's Maribah Knight has this story.
Election day is Thursday. The public notices have been printed and posted. The voting location will be open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. And per election rules, five poll officials will be there, ready to assist. But Gary and Portia Baker, the couple who own the land being voted on, are the only eligible voters. And even they won't be there on election day. They cast their ballots last week. Yes, there was early voting.
We're going to have a 100% turnout, so that's one for the record books.
That's Gary Baker. He sees the humor in this election. Chad Gray, Williamson County's elections administrator, says he's never overseen one quite like this.
Worked in this office, well, since 2000, and this is one of the more bizarre situations we faced in holding an election.
To understand how things got to this point is a bit wonky, but basically, about a year ago, the town of Thompson Station, a town that, despite its growth, still doesn't have its own fire or police department, passed a new ordinance allowing for denser, more compact development. Within weeks, a developer came to them with an idea for two farms, and they wanted to buy the Baker's land. The problem? It was outside the development zone, so Thompson Station officials used some fancy footwork to annex the property. But then, Williamson County said they couldn't do that. Joe Constantini, the city administrator for Thompson Station, says they weren't looking to cut corners.
You know, we thought we were doing it right. Obviously, there were individuals out there that, you know, wanted to make sure we dotted every I and crossed every T. So again, we agreed to go through the referendum process.
So after failing once, the town is trying again. This time, they're using a statute that allows the town to hold a referendum election for only those who own and reside on the land being annexed. In other words, the Bakers. Despite major opposition by neighbors, the referendum's approval is a foregone conclusion. Baker says the whole thing feels a bit silly, having 2 weeks of early voting and holding a day-long election with no voters. But he'll respect the democratic process, he says. He just hopes poll workers have some good books to read this Thursday. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Maribah Knight.